Chapter 5.
Why not? Captain Solano shouted. Spin us a yarn, Dash!
She hobbled over, the sound of her emerald peg leg echoing on the marbled floor. At the sign of their captain retreating from the glass cases, the others quickly abandoned their posts. They gathered around a very relieved Rainbow Dash.
So, which item are you curious about?
Rainbow Dash flew over to a giant pair of scissors.
The very ribbon-cutting scissors that the mayor used to open Town Hall? Or how about Commander Easy Glider's original flight jacket?
She gestured to a ponykin wearing an aviator-style jacket with fluffy lapels and patches all over it.
What can you tell us about that one?
Solano's eyes flashed with excitement as she motioned to the most inconspicuous display of them all, tucked away in the darkest corner of the room. A huge, deep red gem rotated slowly in a glass orb. Its jagged edges sparkled under the expertly placed display lights. The pirate's eyes bulged with desire. They ambled across the museum, pushing one another out of the way to behold its beauty up close. A couple of ponies who'd been admiring the gem scampered away from the exhibit, letting the pirates have their turn. Even the museum docent stepped back after he saw the sheer size of Boyle. Rainbow Dash knew that her pirate friends weren't trying to scare any pony, but they could be very intimidating. Maybe it was best for her to quickly tell them the story of the gem so they could all hightail it out of there. They could go back to her parents' house and play pony charades or something instead.
Aye, Captain, she's a beaut,
cooed Mullet, tugging at his red bandana and practically salivating.
It's the biggest ruby I've ever seen.
Actually, it's a garnet. The Good Fortune garnet, to be exact.
Rainbow Dash explained. She landed between the gem and the pirates, forcing them to take a few steps back from the display.
Long, long ago, back when Cloudsdale was founded, Pegasi came from all over the world to bring gifts to the new settlement. This super mysterious and totally powerful alicorn brought this gem, claiming that it would help the ponies to always be super happy and have cool stuff happen to them. Anyway, ever since then, Pegasus legend has it that the Good Fortune Garnet will bring luck to any pony, or any city, I guess, that has it.
Wendy and Beau, who had been busy reading a display on ancient ceremonial weather practices, came trotting over to join the discussion.
It really is quite stunning, isn't it?
Wendy Whistles marveled.
Yep, Rainbow Dash sighed and motioned to the gem. Too bad this one here is just a glass replica of the real thing, right, Mom?
At this, a collective audible gasp escaped the beaks of the pirates.
That's correct, Wendy confirmed.
Beau Hothoof backed her up with a nod.
Wait, where's the original?
Captain Solano prodded. She couldn't tear her eyes away from the replica gem, so she could hardly imagine how amazing the real thing must be. She felt a sudden urge to make it hers. But where could it be? Surely there had to be some sort of clue in Cloudsdale.
It was stolen years ago, Rainbow Dash shrugged. Though back in school, we all used to joke that we'd find it one day and be the heroes of Cloudsdale.
One of my teachers was really into it. He even helped me draw this treasure map, claiming that the gem was somewhere inside the Thunder Jungle.
A treasure map?
Solano's heart quickened. She could feel it.
Adventure calling.
She never used to believe in gems that were cursed or magically enhanced to bring good luck. But after the mysterious green crystal known as the Misfortune Malachite found its way onto their ship, Captain Solano had reconsidered her stance.
Do you still have it, Rainbow Dash? Can you find the map?
That was a really long time ago. Probably not.
Of course we do,
Wendy chirped, a smile taking over her freckled cheeks.
I can show you exactly where it is back at the house. Aren't you so glad I keep everything?